talk in this meeting today is on role of icosanate in activation of prophenol oxidase of peat armyworm Sporoptera exiqua. I want to give brief introduction on icosanate first. Icosanates are the signaling molecules which is made of 20 carbon essential free fatty acids. Icosanate play very important role in immune system, excretion, reproduction, and other physiology. Icosanate biosynthesis starts with the catalytic oxidation of phospholipid by phospholipase A2 enzyme to produce arachidonic acid, which further oxidized by different pathway, lipoxygenase, cyclooxygenase and epoxygenase pathway to produce different types of icosanoid such as leukotrienes, prostaglandin, epoxy icosatetronic acids. Icosanate also has important role in invertebrate immune system both in cellular and humoral immune system, such as phagocytosis, nodulation, encapsulation and synthesis and production of antimicrobial peptides. And we already know that icosanate also involved in activation of phenol oxidase. Then what is this phenol oxidase? Phenol oxidase is an enzyme which synthesized in hemocytes, and it release in plasma to activate with the help of prophenol oxidase activating proteinase and serine proteinase homologous to active phenol oxidase. This phenol oxidase hydrolyze tyrosine to dihydroxyphenylalanine, and with several steps, it form melanin. And in an insect immune system, after invading pathogen. First, it recognizes with pathogen recognition receptor PRR, and with the help of prophenol oxidase activating proteinase and serine proteinase homologous, prophenol oxidase get activated to phenol oxidase, which after further steps it works in immune reaction. This prophenol oxidase it released from hemocyte to plasma we know, but and also prophenol oxidase it doesn't have any signal peptide, so we don't know how it could release from hemocyte to plasma. So we think this is the role of icosanate. It mediate to release propio from hemocyte to plasma. To prove this hypothesis, we check phenol oxidase activation in two level, one in molecular to check its PPO induction in transcription level, and one in cytological level to check in post transcription level. So how it mediate PPO induction in gene transcription? For this we need to know the PPO gene in Sporoptera exiqua. So we clone the gene PPO gene in Sporoptera exiqua hemocyte using degenerate primer which designed in conserved region, and we got the full sequence. We designed primers for 5' prime and 3' prime race, and we got this full sequence which already uploaded in gene bank. When we compare this phenol oxidase gene of Sporoptera with other non-PPO gene, we found this PPO, SCPPO, is highly homology with other non-PPO2 type gene. And interestingly, we found this PPO gene is induced in response to bacterial infection, and also only expressed in hemocyte than in other tissues such as fat, body, gut, and epidermis. And icosanate biosynthesis inhibiting bacteria, Generalized nematophila, and generalized nematophila, it does not inhibit PPO gene induction in PPO gene expression. When we checked with quantitative real-time PCR, we found it's no effect in mRNA level. So this result clearly suggests that icosanet does not induce PPO gene induction in transcriptional level. So what about after post-transcriptional level? We already know PPO is synthesized in hemocyte, but we don't know which hemocyte in case of Sporoptera exigua. So when we use special dye DOPA, we found PPO is localized in inositoids and it gets released into plasma by cell lysis in inset. And when we check PO activity with this inositoid, we found increase of activity with decreased number of inositoids. Also, it support with this dot plot assay. And icosanet biosynthesis inhibiting bacteria, generalized nematophila, also it prevent inositoid cell lysis. Lysis in this both figure, it clearly shows. And similarly, icosanet biosynthesis inhibiting chemicals, dexamethasone and bromophenacyl bromide. Bromide also it prevent inositoid cell lysis. Since these all results clearly shows that icosanet is involved in a PPO release from hemocyte, special type of hemocyte, inositoid to plasma. We don't know which pathway because there are so many icosanoids and several pathway there are. So we want to check which pathway it involved. We use naproxen and esquilating. These are well-known inhibitor for prostaglandin pathway and leukotriene pathway. We checked for cell lysis. We found that naproxen alone can prevent inositoid cell lysis, but there is no effect of esquilating in cell lysis. So based on these results, our working hypothesis can prove that propionyl oxidase in Sporoptera is localized in inositoids and it get released into plasma with the plasma. For this, icosanet is the one which mediate to cell lights to release PPO into plasma, and with propionyl oxidase activating proteinase and serine proteinase homologous, it get activated in PO for further immune reactions. Thank you so much for Brain Korea 21 to support this research project, and to all my lab mates and also my advisor. Thank you. I collected hemolymph and using monolayer, I checked inositoid number, because we know inositoid number only 5%, 5 to 6% among all.
What period of time?
20 minutes. Normally it lysed.
So when you count, you can, as you're counting, some of them are lysing.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think about how you account for that.
It's a normal process that it's inositoid, it lies without any chemicals, and it lies. It's normal process. But when I use its wet chamber, I use, so it prevent a kind of outside temperature effect and other effect. It prevent hemocytes and. Yeah, then I checked hemocytoid immediately in microscope. I use eicosanoid inhibitor dexamethasone in vivo and vitro both. In vivo and in vitro both, but I found its inositoid cell decrease no more in both cases.
Okay.